Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about some of the features of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in order for us to take lessons of these beautiful traits and make use of them in our ordinary life as Muslims. Okay, today we want to talk about the wisdom of our dear Prophet, which is one of the most celebrated aspects of this noble character. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was known for his insightful teachings, which offered guidance and wisdom on a wide range of topics, from spirituality to morality and to politics and economics as well. His teachings were based on a deep understanding of human nature and the world around us, and they continue to be relevant and inspiring to this day. He encouraged his followers to take a practical approach to solving problems and achieving their goals. He emphasized the importance of planning, hard work, perseverance, and he encouraged his followers to use their intellect and reasoning to find practical solutions to problems. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam visited the village of Taif to invite its inhabitants to Islam, not only did the people of Taif reject him, they also humiliated him by throwing stones at him and making him bleed. Upon this humiliation, Jibra'il came to him and said, "Allah has heard what your people say to you and how they reject you. He has ordered the angels of the mountains to obey whatever you tell them to do." The angel of the mountains called him, greeted him, and said, "Send me to do what you wish. If you wish, I will crush them between the two mountains of Mecca." The Prophet responded, "Rather, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth from their lions those who will worship Allah alone and not associate anything with him." You know, wisdom in this case is mercy, letting go of ego and keeping the bigger picture in mind. You know, I myself, I'm completely amazed by the strength of the Prophet in this regard and his willingness to have patience with the people who were attacking him in hopes that their children would one day worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Okay, let's have a break for now.
النبي صلوا عليه صلوات الله عليه كلكم قولوا سوا صلوات الله عليه
النبي صلوا عليه صلوات الله عليه كلكم قولوا سوا صلوات الله عليه The Prophet peace be upon him His blessings be upon him Let us all say together صلوات الله
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. You know, we are talking about the wisdom of our dear Prophet, and we are saying that his wisdom was not only confined only to his logic, but he had mercy, he had kindness, he had generosity. All of these great features were employed in the way to show his wisdom. You know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a skilled mediator and negotiator as well, and he was able to resolve conflicts with wisdom and diplomacy. He encouraged his followers to use peaceful means to resolve disputes, and he was known for his ability to find common ground and build consensus. He had a broad and inclusive perspective on life, and he encouraged his followers to do the same. He emphasized the importance of treating all people with respect and dignity, regardless of their background or beliefs, and he encouraged his followers to see the world from different perspectives in order to gain a deeper understanding of it. He said, لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا لأسود على أحمر إلا بالتقوى. قال الله تعالى إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. There is no privilege of Arabs over non-Arabs and non-Arabs over Arabs. Those with red skin are no better than black people and black people are no better than the red-skinned people but for their piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that indeed the most noble of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most righteous of you. Our great prophet encouraged his followers to engage in self-reflection and introspection as a means of spiritual growth. He taught that self-awareness was essential for developing a deeper understanding of oneself and one's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it could help individuals to identify and overcome their flaws and weakness. He also emphasized the importance of patience and perseverance in all aspects of life. He taught that life is full of challenges and hardships, but that with patience and perseverance, one could overcome them and emerge strong and more resistant. Along with these, the wisdom of the Holy Prophet was indicated through his forgiveness and mercy towards others, even in the face of great adversity. He encouraged his followers to forgive those who had wronged them and to show mercy and compassion to all, regardless of their actions.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات
The example of the conquest of Mecca stands out in this case. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, returned to Mecca in victory and having the upper hand after years of persecution and war at the hand of the Quraysh, he did not go back to the city looking for revenge. He went back victorious, yes, but revenge was not taken. Instead, wisdom led him to offer forgiveness, peace, and dua. O Allah, guide my people. In the conquest of Mecca, Prophet's wisdom, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, guided him to understand that he had great opportunity, a chance to turn warring people into united community. Wisdom here means peace, that justice is not about vengeance, and that justice is not about revenge. And today, the descendants of these people are Muslims. You know, these are only few of many instances where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed patience, knowledge, experience, moderation, mercy, and mercy as part of his wisdom. In our lives, we will probably not face obstacles like the Prophet faced, but we can pick up the wisdom he left behind. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that wisdom is the last property of the believer. Let him claim it wherever he finds it. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time has come to its end. Today we talked about the wisdom of our lovely Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a central aspect of his character that continues to inspire and guide Shia Muslims around the world. We said that the wisdom of our Holy Prophet is multifaceted and encompasses many different aspects of life. His teachings and examples serve as a model for how to live a wise and fulfilling life, and they offer practical guidance on how to navigate the challenges of the world with wisdom and compassion. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Like Muhammad. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah. رسول الله رسول الله.